today's audiocast for Monday, December 18th, 2006 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource, is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. The Department of Transportation's Office of Inspector General is beginning an audit of the national airspace system that could become a key point of information for the looming battle over how to fund the FAA. In a memo, DOT Assistant Inspector General for Competition and Economic Analysis David Tornquist sets his goal at nothing less than putting a dollar figure on each type of airspace usage in the context of the various funding alternatives currently being bandied about for the FAA. The DOT OIG memo gives some insight into the ideas being explored for renovating the FAA's funding structure, such as charging for aircraft departures, passenger emplanements, aircraft weight, flight distance, and time in system, as well as cost-based user fees. Among the items on the agenda for the OIG auditors is an assessment of whether jet fuel consumption makes a good basis for estimating costs to the FAA for air traffic services. AOPA didn't comment directly on the content of the DOT OIG memo, but said it's an indication of the way things may shape up in the coming months in Washington. AOPA spokesman Chris Dancy said the Government Accountability Office is undertaking a similar study. Taken together, the two studies indicate the significance both the administration and Congress place on the FAA reauthorization bill. General aviation groups are opposing the user fee initiative, while airlines are supporting it. A report out of Eastern Europe suggests Diamond Aircraft is ready to unveil a 200-plus knot piston single, specifically a 350-horsepower, five-place fixed-gear airplane that promises to be the most spacious in its class. There's nothing on the Diamond website to confirm this, and the company's North American office in London, Ontario, was closed for the weekend when we called, but the platform suggests an adaptation of the D-Jet configuration, which also has room for five. Power is said to come from unnamed avgas and diesel mills. Brought into the headlines by overruns at acreage-challenged airports like Chicago and Teterboro, the FAA-approved Engineered Materials Arresting System, or EMAS, now provides protection for 21 runways at 16 airports, with four more airports and five runways due for upgrades in the next year. EMAS spreads panels of crushable concrete 600 feet or less from the end of a runway to provide an overrun that slows aircraft progressively, sparing both the airplane and passengers from damage or injury. Teterboro recently had one of the systems installed at the end of 6,015-foot runway 6 to the tune of $8.5 million. However, that system was unwittingly put to use October 25th when a Challenger made a costly wrong turn on the way to the terminal. Teterboro Airport's second system will reside at the south end of runway 18. We'll be back with more of today's general aviation news from AvWeb after this break.
The Bose Aviation Headset 10. For 5 years, the number one choice in Professional Pilot Magazine survey. Enjoy an unmatched combination of comfortable fit, noise reduction, and clearer audio with 50% less clamping force than most conventional ANR headsets. Learn more at Bose.com/headset. Fly with the Aviation Headset 10 for 30 days risk-free. Order by December 31st and receive a free pair of Bose Around Ear audio headphones. Learn about the convenient payment plan. Visit Bose.com/headset.
On Wednesday, a preliminary police report released in Brazil said U.S. pilots Joseph Lepore and Jan Paladino could have prevented the September 29th midair that killed 154 people when the Embraer Legacy jet they were flying collided with a Gol Airlines 737 if they had noticed their transponder was turned off. The two men returned home to New York on December 9th after being detained by authorities in Brazil for more than 2 months. According to the police report, the Legacy's transponder was turned off for at least 50 minutes before the crash and turned on 2 minutes after, but the report does not determine whether the pilots or the instrument itself failed. Police investigators have asked for an extra 30 days before presenting a final report. A judge will then decide whether an indictment and trial will follow. If convicted, Lepore and Paladino could face up to 12 years in prison. The Legacy pilots told NBC's Today Show on Friday that they did nothing wrong and the facts of the case will bear that out. Aspen Avionics founders Peter Lyons and Jeff Bethel say their hazardous awareness retrofit system, the AT-300, was developed before they went to work for Eclipse Aviation, and the non-disclosure forms they signed with Eclipse weren't valid. In a response to Eclipse October lawsuit over ownership of the AT300 hazardous awareness display, Lyons and Bethel claimed that they developed the technology in 2001 and 2002 before joining Eclipse in late 2002. The pair also says the only invention and disclosure agreements they signed were during the interview process and not as employees of Eclipse. Eclipse claims Lyons and Bethel created the device and developed their business plan on company time. The AT300 fits in a standard round instrument hole in the panel of light aircraft and provides terrain awareness when connected to a panel-mounted GPS. It earned FAA certification in 2005, and Aspen Avionics also applied for a patent that same year. Eclipse applied for a similar patent this past June. Did you know you can now get the latest general aviation news from AvWeb as it happens at avweb.com, or sign up for our news feed and have the most recent headlines pushed directly to your RSS-based news reader. Either way, you'll be able to read the same concise but comprehensive news stories that you've come to expect from AvWeb. And check out the all-new AvWeb Flight Explorer Personal Edition, geared for private pilots and aviation enthusiasts. View air traffic for the entire U.S. and Canada. Display TFRs and special use airspaces. And the ability to provide loved ones with a simple way to track flights from takeoff through landing is priceless. Check it out at avweb.com. Comments welcome about this podcast to audionews@avweb.com. And this report was brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Visit bose.com/headset. Look for AvWeb's next audiocast on Friday, December 22nd. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.